This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Hey, welcome to Politics by Faith. We were able, politics sort of slowed down a second, you know, State of the Union, Super Tuesday, stuff like that. So we were finally able to get in a purely faith-based special on the TV, which is awesome. And we did a special, War on Christianity, but specifically about Christian nationalism, this new accusation that you're just a Christian nationalist. What does that mean? What do they mean? Why did they come up with this term out of nowhere? And how are we to respond to it? That's the goal of the special today. So we'll play my monologue, just kind of setting the table, what they're doing. And then Eric Metaxas, I always love talking to him, get his take. And then we'll do another podcast where we'll play Tom Askell, who I love, from Founders Ministry, and then closing comments on separation church and state and stuff. And you know, are we a Christian? Were we founded as a Christian nation? Stuff like that. We'll debunk some of those initial lies of it all. So that's the game plan here. So let's start off with our opening monologue. Hey, America's the greatest country in the world. Welcome to our special, The War on Christianity. You are apparently the biggest threat to the homeland, not terrorists coming across our southern border, not Chinese nationals sneaking into America, not the hacking of our infrastructure by China or Russia. No, it's you. This is PBS, which, by the way, you pay for. What is Christian nationalism and why it raises concerns about threats to democracy? That's what we're gonna talk about today. What is Christian nationalism? Know this as we advance on this journey together. The ultimate end of Black Lives Matter, the ultimate end of Antifa, the ultimate end of progressivism, the ultimate end of Marxism, all of these things are all the same. The ultimate end of it is the end of Christianity. That's their main goal, is to destroy Christianity, whether from the outside or from within, which we'll talk about later as well. Christianity is the ultimate threat to their power because God says you can't serve two masters. And they want you to serve them and them alone. So this thing's gotta go. We're gonna talk with Aaron Metaxas a little bit. He's an expert on Bonhoeffer, wrote a fantastic book on him. And we can talk a bit about how the Nazis infiltrated the church in order to do this, but the same thing is happening here as well. So apparently I'm a Christian nationalist. I didn't even know that really until I was told I was, and now I'm a huge threat to America. I mean, the Department of Justice, we know this by now, that they've been on the lookout for those extremist Catholics who may be out there. Gosh, every time I speak at a pro-life pregnancy center, there's always a bunch of these extremist Catholics who are there. Oh, terrible, terrible people. What are these extremists up to, you ask? Good question. Here's a video of some pro-lifers engaging in their act of terrorism outside an abortion clinic. Here, brace yourself if this kid's watching. That's enough, we can't. I don't want to let that stop. I don't want to get kicked off the TV. I don't want to get kicked off of all the networks we're on by showing such extremist content here. By the way, the local police showed up to that abortion clinic and just told them to leave, and they did. And then the feds came in and arrested them all, and they faced up to 10 years in prison and fined $260,000 each. It's So just to be clear, they were not arrested by local police. So they were given like the minorest little like slap on the wrist. But then the feds came down them hard because they and you are the biggest threat to the homeland. Or it's people like that who are going to save the homeland, but you know, whatever. I found this. This is a thesis presented at the Army Command and General Staff College at Leavenworth. This is written by the first African-American female to do something. I don't know, whatever. She wrote this thesis called Enemies Within, Christian Extremism, a Threat to the Homeland. And her thesis is that after 9/11, we spent too much time focused on Muslims. Those extremist Muslims. Gee, I wonder why. But we didn't spend enough time on extremist Christians. So we got some catching up to do.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Now, I'm not sure how influential this woman's thesis is, but her perspective is very prevalent among the elite, surely, and even within the military, that the real threat to the homeland are extremist Christians. So let's go back to that PBS article, right? So what is a Christian nationalist? What is this thing that we're supposed to be so scared of? This is Brad Anoshi, co-host of Straight White American Jesus. He said Christian nationalism is an ideology based around the idea that this is a Christian nation, that this was founded as a Christian nation, and therefore it should be a Christian nation today and should be so in the future. Yeah, I guess that's me. I mean, what if we weren't founded as a Christian nation, what were we founded as? This article goes on and says, according to survey data, Christian nationalists agree with statements such as, our laws should be based on Christian values. Again, what else should they be based on? We'll get later in the show, we'll get to the lie that is this separation of church and state. But let me just give you one of these examples of one of these dangerous Christian values that law should be based on. Honor killings are permitted in many Muslim countries. So if our laws were based off of Muslim values, then we would allow honor killings in America. We don't. Thank God we live in a country based off of Christian values, where everyone is made in the image of God, and you can't kill people just because you want to. For example, I know it's maybe like a minor one, but this is like the first one off the top of the old dome piece. This is a good place to play this video of the great Vodi Bakum.
You just stop and think about it for a minute, right? Okay, if you don't want Christian nationalism, what other kind of nationalism do you want?
Yeah.
Right? Do you want, you know, secular nationalism, Muslim nationalism, you know, and or if it's not the Christianity that's the problem, is it the nationalism that's the problem? If we don't want nationalism, what do we want? Do we want globalism? You know, no thank you, please. You
right. Know? So, with China in charge.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so yeah, it does sound like a bunch right. of scary Christian nationalism, yeah. And so what?
You're right. Yeah. Christians are the only ones who are told to check their worldview at the door. Yeah.
So our guest we have today Eric Metaxas and Tom Askell. They've both literally written books about this, about what Christian nationalism is. So we're going to make sure we can all define our terms here properly, right? Because that's what the, I mean, the left is defining. I mean, to give them credit, they're defining it. Here's one more woman. This is a reporter at Politico on MSNBC defining a Christian nationalist.
And the one thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalist is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God. The problem with that is that they are determining man, men, mm-hmm. it is yeah, men, yeah. are determining what God is telling them.
It's beautiful, right? So their definition of Christian, you're a Christian nationalist. And by the way, in their mind, when they say Christian nationalist, they think racist, sexist. You heard her emphasize the men. It's men who define this, not women. So they think racist, sexist, xenophobe, fascist, all these things. And they're trying to equate all of them as one, right? So that's what they're thinking. So and we'll get to the, whatever. So her definition is that you're a Christian nationalist if you believe that rights come from God. That's the standard? You're telling me, to combine that last guy from PBS, you're telling me the standard being a Christian nationalist is that we were founded by Christians to be a Christian nation, that laws should be based off Christian values, and like every man's made in the image of God, and that we think our rights come from God? That's your standard? Well, then yeah, of course I am. Like, what else would I... So I give credit for defining it clearly. I mean, but like, what are you talking, like the Declaration of Independence, the second line of the dang thing says, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator, capital C, with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. It's amazing. Like, oh, can you believe those crazy fascists who believe that our rights come from God? It's like, yeah. Thomas Jefferson? Like, what do you... You know, when Thomas Jefferson drafted that, he gave it to Ben Franklin, and Ben Franklin told him to change a line. It started off with, we hold these truths to be sacred. That's how Thomas Jefferson put it. And Ben Franklin was like, you don't need to say sacred and our creator in the same sentence. So that's why they changed sacred to inalienable, or not inalienable, to we find this should be self-evident. Change it to self-evident. It's like, it's obvious. you don't have to say sacred because they're from our creator later in the sentence. So of course they're sacred, obviously. It's you don't even need to, it's like, of course they're from our creator. And now we're having like these debates. Are they? Yes, of course they are, lady. You want to live in a country where they're not? But then she had an interesting tell there. Right? She said, well, the problem with this is that it's the men, it's like they, those Christian nationalists are the ones who decide what those rights are. That's the tell. She had another one when she said, well, listen, there's a difference between Christian and Christian nationalist. So in her world, it's okay to be a Christian if being a Christian means agreeing with them. All right? So you can be a Christian if you think abortion is okay, and homosexuality is not a sin, and people are born good, and you don't really need a savior, and don't live your life differently now that you're a Christian. Just be a good Christian, and just be nice. That's her view of Christianity. And if you're that, where your life doesn't change, and you don't live by your new Christian life, and you don't watch your life and doctrine closely, if you're that, you're a Christian nationalist. If you don't do those things, then you're an okay Christian and we'll allow that. Got it? But if you're any more than just being nice, well, then you're a Christian nationalist. And that's a bad kind of Christian. You're an extremist because you believe your rights come from God, like every single one of our founders. Amazing. By the way, the left's so precious civil rights movement, which I agree with, obviously, but they like lift it up as the right. That was based off of Martin Luther King Jr.'s message that we need to live up to the principles of our founding, that all men are created equal, endowed by our creator. By the way, led by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who spoke to the Christian values that our nation were founded on and appealed to those Christian values and said, hey, we all need to live up to these Christian values. And now we remove the Reverend from Martin Luther King Jr. and we just speak of him as MLK, forgetting not only his reverendness, but also forgetting the foundation of his entire civil rights movement. Let's take a breaker. Come back. And we've got Eric Metaxas. We'll bring Bonhoeffer into this, but he's great to talk about what is Christian nationalism and how we should not be ashamed of it. Don't let them shame you into acting like you're a fascist or a racist. Like, oh, like maybe I shouldn't speak about this because I don't want to be called a racist. Because no. How should we respond to this accusation? And they are deadly serious about it. The war on Christianity. Eric Metaxas, next. This podcast brought to you by Patriot Gold Group. So the economy's not good. The inflation was going up. It's 4 months now in a row. Inflation is going up. So the problem with this is the feds are not going to cut rates. It looks like they were supposed to cut it 4 times this year. May not cut it at all this summer. And then when you get close to the election, they may not cut it because that could be election interference. That could be a problem. So who knows? I just know that the price of gold hit a record the other day. And it's not going down. You know, gold's not going to go down. Not with, at the very least, China buying as much as they can. So you can buy gold too. I did. And I bought it from Patriot Gold Group. They're the best. Good people. And they call themselves Patriot Gold Group for a reason. They could have gone with anything, right? You get a no-fee-for-life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be a physical gold and silver. That's an option. You may be eligible for a no-fee-for-life IRA, or you can just buy gold and just have it. And I have some gold, and then I have like the gold, I forget what they call them, but you can like peel off little sections of it in case things really hit the fan and you gotta use it to barter with. I got some of that too. 888-617-6122. 888-617-6122. Get a free investor's guide. And check out the website, of course, too. Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 7 years in a row. Come on. 888-617-6122. PatriotGoldGroup.com.
This movement was the foundation for January 6th. They were the moving elements that made January 6th and the insurrection happen. And now we have a Speaker of the House who is an avowed Christian nationalist.
This is very much in line with the overall attack on trans people writ large, because this is actually a focus by the Christian nationalist movement on anything that they consider to be outside of the gender binary.
So they put their loyalty to Trump and God before Constitution and country. I think it is the most heinous threat, and it is the largest domestic threat you could possibly think of at any point in our country. Right now it's happening.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to break this down. No one better to break it down with than Eric Metaxas. He has a new book called Religionless Christianity, God's Answer to Evil. I grabbed all my Metaxas books. I'm missing I don't know where the Martin Luther one is, but you got to read that. I got Bonhoeffer you got to read. Amazing Grace is required reading. Oh, here's Luther right here. And then Seven Men, Seven Women, Letters to the American Church is the other most recent one. Get them all, like me. Mr. Metaxas, how you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing better just because you show appreciation for all my books. I put a lot of work into those books. I stand behind every word. I wish I could give them away free to everybody, because it is important that we know the truth. And we are living in times none of us has ever been through anything like this. The level of lying, it's satanic. These people, let's be clear, the people that you just played talking, they believe what they're saying. They are deluded. They are promoting evil and lies, but like Adolf Hitler, they're not aware that they're promoting evil and lies. They are convinced that what they're saying is true. It's not true. And so we're in a tough spot when you have people out there that are this uninformed, in many cases, misinformed, and they are pushing this stuff out there. And there are many people out there, including many so-called Christians, who are buying these lies. They don't have enough knowledge or wisdom to say, hey, that's wrong. What Mike Stivic, alias Meathead, alias Rob Reiner, just said is simply wrong. It's nonsense. But you have to understand, this is why we have to have grace toward our enemies. He's convinced. He is convinced, just as the woman following him and the guy following the woman, they are convinced of what they're saying. They think, quote unquote, Christian nationalism is a thing. They're genuinely convinced of this. And all I can say, folks, is what they're saying is not true. Christian nationalism is a made-up term, okay? There may be, you know, 100 Christian nationalists in America, whatever that even means. I don't even know. Why do they use a term like this? Why did this term not exist before? Why? Because it's made up to silence Christians. It's made up to push Christians out of the political process. It's made up to push God out of the political process so that God's values are not represented, and we can continue the slide toward unbridled paganism. And unbridled paganism is not going to be a happy thing, even for the pagans, even for the people that were just yakking on the screen. They are going to be, they're going to suffer if what they want actually happens. But they're not wise enough to see this. And so it's up to us to do everything we can. But when somebody says Christian nationalism, first of all, laugh in their face and run. Do not have a conversation, because these people are convinced it's a thing. They've got a whole narrative in their head. What Rob Reiner said about January 6th. I mean, where do you begin? I don't know where you begin. I think for mental health, you have to kind of walk away and find a prayer closet.
So it starts to say, oh, that's spot on, obviously. We kicked off the show actually using their words to define what a Christian nationalist is. And it's so basic. It's like you believe rights come from God, or you think we were founded as a Christian nation. And it's, to your point, that's so all-encompassing and obvious, it puts every Christian in that basket in order to, as you said, what? Why put us in this made-up thing?
Well, the lies are very, this is why, and this has kind of become my theme lately, is that the scripture says we're supposed to be wise as serpents. The devil is very, very clever. Look at what the third person said there, that these people are choosing to put their fidelity to God and Trump above the Constitution. Look at the satanic lies there, right? In other words, number one, to put God above the Constitution, I'm gonna put God above everything, number one. But the idea that putting my faith in God would somehow go against the Constitution is a lie. This person is putting forth a lie that, well, you got to choose between God or the Constitution. Are you kidding me? There is no Constitution without God. There's no Declaration of Independence without God. There's no founders creating the United States of America without God. All of their values, including what they enshrined in our founding documents, come from God. They say it. So you have people genuinely ignorant. And I just got to say, they should be ashamed of themselves. But we need to understand they are that ignorant that they're creating this false satanic choice between God and the Constitution. If I choose God, that's going to mean I've chosen the Constitution. And if I choose the Constitution, that's going to mean whether I know it or not, whether I say it or not, I have chosen God, because those values come from him. But then notice the second level of lie. God and Trump over the Constitution. It's just, I don't think that these people are being clever in the sense that I don't think they are self-conscious. I don't think they're aware of what they're saying. And I don't know if it's if they're giving voice to demons or if they're just, you know, surfing the zeitgeist, which is a demonic spirit. But they're saying things that are tremendously confusing if you don't understand the truth. And this is why we have to reaffirm what the Bible says, what the Constitution says. Otherwise, many people, including many Christians who are ignorant of our civics and ignorant of the scripture and ignorant of history, are going to get sucked along with this. And when they hear people say this, they're going to go, I don't want to be labeled a Christian nationalist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. You know, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln would be labeled Christian nationalists according to what all these people are saying. So it is a demonic term designed to silence Christians, to get Christians out of the political sphere. Why? So that we can reelect Joe Biden or whoever is going to be in his place to complete the destruction of America. So we have to reject this with everything we have. And it really takes some courage to do that.
Well, that's my question for you. In Letters to the American Church, you have a chapter, be ye not political, as one of the lies that Christians have taken in for a long time now.
Yeah. So
what would you say the posture of a Christian should be in face of this assault?
Well, when people tell you not to be political, because we don't have a lot of time, I'll just cut to the chase. It's a lie from the pit of hell. That is the devil's idea, is don't be political. Why? If you had been political in 1850, if you say, I'm a Christian and I want to vote my Christian values, you would have stood against what? Slavery. And it was because Christians stood against slavery that we had the abolitionist movement, and that we ultimately got rid of slavery in America because of Christians. So back then, there were voices saying, don't be political. That's not a gospel-related issue. Don't vote for Abraham Lincoln. You know, he's bad because of this and this and this and this. There's nothing new. If you were in the civil rights movement, that was birthed out of the churches and it became a political movement. Anytime somebody says Christians shouldn't be political, it's because they want their anti-Christian values to triumph in politics and in the culture and in the nation. And many Christians have been gaslit into going along with this. And we have many Christian leaders, to my horror, many big name Christian leaders advocating this wrong view. John Maxwell, Rick Warren, Andy Stanley, Russell Moore, David French, they are all advocating what Rob Reiner and these other deluded folks are saying. So you have people inside the church advocating for this utterly ahistorical, unbiblical view. And if you're a real Christian, you need to reject it with everything you have, because everything is at stake right now. Sorry to say, but that's where we are.
That's my last question. Sorry to interrupt. My last thing, about 30 seconds. What do you suggest that a Christian, when they get accused of being a Christian nationalist, embrace the term and be like, yeah, I guess I am?
Reject it outright. It's like you don't talk to the devil. Somebody's just giving voice to what the devil is saying. We need to be wise as serpents. You do not engage people on that. Walk away. It's not about winning an argument. I beg everybody, go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. We made this film based on my book, Letter to the American Church. We're doing free screenings. Anybody who wants a free screening in your church, go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. You'll see everything there. We are part of a movement to try to save America for God's purposes, not for America, for God's purposes in history. And the church has to be at the forefront of that. Many in the church are profoundly confused, as we've been discussing. So please, folks, go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. I beg you, go there, check it out, spread it on social media, because we are in a major, major war between good and evil, and God is looking to his people to be courageous and to speak.
LetterToTheAmericanChurch.com. Here's the relevant book, among all the others. New book, Religionless Christianity, God's Answer to Evil. Eric, hope we could talk again when that one officially comes out soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. That's the great Eric Metaxas right there. Coming up next, Tom Askell from the Founders Ministry, right here on the First TV.